To be here again this morning to worship the Lord.
很高兴再次在主日的时候跟大家一起来敬拜神。
We're very happy to have Reverend Taylor with us and his son.
我们很高兴在我们当中。
Oh, no. Oh, that's Paul.
Oh, 很高兴这个有FEA来的这个。
Reverend Taylor has come for a specific purpose today, and that is they are going to video Mrs. Palm's class.
Taylor 牧师呢，他特别今天到我们就是我们一起来聚会，因为他要帮那个庞师母那一班呢要做一个录影哈。那待会他要跟我们稍微做一个解释。
And then these will be sent to teachers in China that we are working or that Brother Taylor is working with, and some no doubt that we're working with to help them to know how to teach the lessons.
那这个录影带以后呢，要送到大陆或台湾去给那些就是可以拿到这一本神是我的父亲这本书的人呢，一面学英文，一面能够知道信息，所以是一个等于是也是传递福音的方法。
So we're happy to have you, Jim.
We might ask her, him to come to explain a little bit
later.
Yeah.
Later.
Yeah.
Okay.Okay, she said we might get him to explain something, but I'm glad she said later because I'm very excited about preaching the sermon.
那我说待会儿我们请他跟我们稍微解释哈，还有一个阅历，我们也请他跟我们讲一下。那妈咪说还好，你说等一下，不是现在办的话，我这个里面那个里面很热情的这样想要讲的话都会被打断了。
So I really don't want to wait any longer.
所以我不能再等了。
Today I'm going to talk to you about something that God has.Ordained that each of us become.
那我要跟你讲的是神对我们的每一个人所命定或者是所设定的。
He doesn't really care about those qualities altogether that we have.
那他没有说呢，他不管你有多少。
Because he has a wonderful way of taking us and giving us the qualities he wants us to have.
不管你有什么，但是他却有他的方法要给你比你对不起，比你有的更多。
And this is the area that God has called each one of us to be a steward of his kingdom.
这个是神选召我们要成为他的国度里面的管家。
Now that rather excites me.
那这个让我心里面就很兴奋了。
For some of us, we may feel like we're people don't really need us, or we can't do very much, or maybe we just feel like we're so inadequate. But the wonderful thing about it is that God has said, "You're my child, you're my servant, you're my steward."
不管你心里怎么想你自己，或许你想说我很不起眼啊，我什么都不能做，别人看我也没有多少。但是呢，不要忘记，在神的眼中，你是他的孩子。而且呢，你是他的，他愿意用你，你是他的管家，你是他的仆人。
Now Peter became an apostle. Peter was a preacher, but really Peter was a steward of God's work.
就看彼得好了，这个渔夫呢，他后来成为一个一个就是传道人。但是呢，你要知道，他事实上是神交托他做他的管家。
Now this is a tremendous work.
那这是一个很大的一个工作。
Because it's not only here in this world.But in the next, where we leave our stewardship and become children and heirs with God.
因为彼得所做的这个事业呢，不是只有这个地上的事业，而且是到天上的事业，而且要承受神给的产业。
Now, when I look at the first group of stewards, the 12, one of them, of course, that fell, they were not really.Great men.
当我看着第一群神所选的这个管家呢，那十二个门徒呢，除了犹大除外，那十一个呢，看起来实在是不是很。
Peter, Andrew, James, and John could teach you how to fish.
那像这些渔夫啦、彼得啦、安德烈啦，或者是他们可能可以教你怎么样去捕鱼。
Matthew could teach you how to collect taxes.
马太可能教你怎么样去跟人家抽税，或者是怎么存钱。
A few of the others may have been able to teach you something, but we didn't hear about any of their expertise.
他们或许可以，他们教你一些他们自己的专业，但是呢，其他大概没有什么了。
But can you imagine the master leaving this great kingdom and the work of the kingdom in the hands of these 11 men? We might.
你可以想象说，神把这个这么大的天国的事业，竟然交在这十一个不起眼的人的手中吗？
But you see, he did not leave them alone.
但是他没有把他们撇下来，就让他们去做。
Jesus said, I am going to send you another one to walk beside you and with you.
因为耶稣说呢，啊，我要求父差遣那另外一个可以陪着你。在你里面跟你一起工作。
Now I'm not always able to walk beside you. I'm over here in Nazareth. You may be somewhere else, but this one will walk beside you and work with you.
对于这个道成肉身的耶稣呢，他没有办法跟我们全部在一起的。他如果在拿撒勒，就不能在伯利恒，啊，就只能受限的。但是呢，这一位圣灵是要跟我们在永远同在的。
And this one will equip you to be able to be good stewards.In my work,
而且这一位随时随在跟你在一起的这个圣灵呢，他要装备你，让你有就是可以足够的啊能力来做这个管家。
Some of you may say, "What is a steward?"
什么叫管家呢
？We don't call them that much anymore.
那现在我们不再讲管家这个名词了。
This is a biblical term that had been they had been using for hundreds and hundreds of years.
那这个管家呢，是一个特别在圣经里面的一个词，
actually,
用了好久的。
The steward was actually a servant.
那管家本身是一个仆人。
But it seemed like he had worked his way up in the chain of the servants until he became the one who took care of all the master's possessions.
这个管家虽然是一个仆人的位置，可是他呢是在大很管很多的，在仆人呢到最后呢，他管仆人，不但管仆人，而且管这个的主人的所有的他的拥有的东西。
We have a beautiful example.In Joseph.
那我们从约瑟就看到一个很清楚的管家的一个形态。
Now when Joseph went into Potiphar's home, the only thing we know about him was he was a good-looking fellow.
那当我们看到约瑟进入这个波提法的主人的家的时候呢，他是一个很俊的一个少年。
So he was good to look on. What does that matter?
那虽然是很好看，还是奴隶，对不对？
I really don't know where Joseph started in the house.
那我不晓得当他进入主人的房子的时候，怎么样开始做他的仆人的。
He was a Jew, and they didn't care that much for the Jews.
他是一个希伯来人，一般的话对希伯来人都不太喜欢的。
Maybe he was the servant that you met first at the door when you sat down, and he washed their feet.
或许他就在那个最卑微的这个仆人的位置上呢，客人进来。
But there was something about him that Potiphar liked, and so he began to go up in the chain of servanthood until finally this young man became the steward over all of this general's household.
但是因为某些原因呢，使这个主人波提法呢对这个啊约瑟呢非常的赏心，非常喜欢他，所以就慢慢的把他升到一个管所有的这样的一个管家的位置上。
I was thinking of maybe some of the attributes in Joseph that may have attracted Potiphar.
或许这个约瑟里面有一些很吸引这个波提法主人的地方。
Maybe first it might have been that he was.Humble.
首先我们看到约瑟是一个很谦卑的人。
He wasn't a servant that acted in any way like he had a chip on his shoulder because he was a servant.
他不是那种不情愿的人呢，他也不骄傲呢，他就很谦卑的当他的仆人。
He seemed to accept what had happened to him and gave his very best and he probably had a very humble Spirit.
他有这种谦卑的心灵，所以不管他面对什么，他有多少，他都很用很谦卑的心来接纳，来接受。
Doesn't that attract a humble spirit attracts people?
谦卑这种态度呢，是很吸引人的。
A proud spirit never attracts people.
没有一个骄傲的人可以吸引人。
I remember one time I was in a restaurant.
有一次我在餐厅的时候。
And this woman went past, and oh my, how proud she looked.
有一个妇女走过来呢，一副那种。
She carried herself, and do you know what idea came to me?
很骄傲这样子走过我的身边去。
I like to trip her.
那我有一个想法，很想把脚伸进去把她绊倒。
They say,
一副那种很拽的样子。
They say pride comes before a fall, you know.
因为圣经说呢，在跌倒之前必有骄傲，所以我很想把她绊倒。
But I really didn't do it.
我没有这样做，就是心里这样想而已。
I'm just saying that pride does not attract, but humility. A man who's willing to say yes, Lord, and from his very spirit, you know he means Yes, Lord.
只有谦卑的心灵，那个啊，唯唯诺诺的这样子，是的，主啊，这样的人呢，才会吸引他的主人。
Maybe there was the other attribute of a man who was respectful.
那或许呢，也让他有尊敬他的啊这样的一个吸引力。
You see, the servants had a way of smiling at their masters, but behind their backs, they would talk about them to the other servants.
这个主人或许对于这个啊约瑟尊敬他这样的态度，他也很喜欢的。你知道很多仆人呢，常常喜欢在后面背后讲主人的，可是约瑟不会。
And these households was their only life. This is the only life these servants had.
你要知道，那个时候的奴隶呢，仆人呢，是一生的，终生的。
And I'm sure that gossip just flew through that house.
所以呢，这些仆人呢，这些奴隶呢，一定在背后主人不在的时候讲很多后面的话。
Do you know what so and so said about the master?
你知道吗？某某人讲主人怎么样
？Wasn't that great?
你看。
But it goes on and on till maybe.
所以这里也传，那里也传。
Some of it got to the master.
那慢慢传传，那就传到主人耳中去了。
But never to his ears came anything that Joseph said disrespect.
主人的耳中从来没有听说过约瑟讲这样的话。
He served his master with a true respect. He honored him.
尊重尊荣的心来服侍他的主人。
Maybe not only for the man, but for the position he held as a general.
那啊，不是只有对这个人，而且尊重这个人的那个地位。
And then we found out probably that this young man was trustworthy.
那后我们可以发现，这个约瑟可能也是被波提法所信任的。
Not all slaves were trustworthy.
你知道吗？仆人呢、啊，或者是奴隶的话，有时候是不让我们可以信任的。
The pantry slaves snuck out some food.
有时候呢，他们会在食物上面动手脚。
The farmers, you know, they snuck out some of the plants and so forth. No doubt.
他如果帮你做一些农作物的话，他可能也会偷一些农作物。
But he found in this young man to be very trustworthy.
但是这个约瑟这个年轻人呢，很让他信任。
Now I don't know what happened that would make him feel this way, but I believe he did.
那不管怎么样呢，就是让我们看到这个主人很喜欢约瑟。
And I think the fourth thing they found in Joseph was he was faithful.
那我们也看到约瑟有一种忠诚的心。
Is there a greater trait than faithfulness?
你知道吗？忠诚是一个很好的一个品格。
It's one that the Word of God said you don't have to be so strong, you don't have to be so mighty, you don't have to be so great. You just need to be faithful.
你不需要很刚强、很伟大、很有能力，可是神要求的是要我们能够忠诚。
How an employer loves to have faithful workers.
当这个公司里面呢，我相信那些老板很希望他有这些很忠诚的雇员。
It makes such a difference on the load that the master must carry.
那对这个这样的话，主人的心就不会很沉重了。
So therefore, we see now that Joseph became a steward of this great man.
约瑟就在波提法的面前成为一个很好的、很优秀的。一个管家。
On the day that the master's wife tried to entice Joseph,
当这个主人的太太想要来引诱约瑟的时候
，Joseph said, "My master trusts me with everything in this house."
约瑟自己这样讲，他说：“我的主人呢，大大小小东西都信任我，我不能这样做的。
I must not betray him."He could have said by taking his greatest treasure, his wife, and defile her.
那你这个这个祖母呢？这个太准太太就像她最大的财富一样，我怎么可以去拿动她的这个最大的财富呢？我不能接受的。
So this is what a steward is.
这个就是管家。
Now think for a moment. He has asked us to be stewards of his kingdom.
好，现在想一想
on earth.
要你跟我成为他国度在这个世上的管家。
He no longer walks in a physical body.
那主耶稣他不在这个世上了。
It's a great world, a big world that he said, go ye into all the world and touch the world and take them the gospel and preach and teach and baptize and this is our accountability as a steward.
他把这个世界上所有各角落的这些人呢，就交给我们说，你要去使万人做我的门徒，而且要去讲，去为他们施洗，教导他们遵守我的诫命。这个就是他交给我们管的，我们成为管家。
Now any position worth anything cost something.
你要知道，任何一个位置总是要付出代价的。
Some of you who know how you have raised up in your business, you know it cost you. It cost your energy. It cost your ability. It cost you time. It cost many extra hours maybe of working.But you finally achieved that position.
你知道，当你要达到一个升迁的位置之前呢，你一定要付出很多的代价，很多的时间、精力。你要加班，你要付出更多的努力或奉献更多的才能，才让你可以到那个位置。
When it comes to our possessions, it costs us something.
一样的，当你到这个位置的时候，你一定要付出代价。
You worked hard to get them.
你很辛苦的工作才得到。
You would think of different ways and how you could do more in that area.
你要绞尽心思去做一些新的方法。
And you would save. When other people were buying all kinds of things, you were saving.
那或许别人呢，在发挥的时候呢，你却是在存，就是在为你前面这个位置呢，在储存。
So you see, any position...That really you it matters. You must give your all to it.
所以你要到那个位置呢，你一定要付上你的代价。
That's why Jesus said this to us.
那就是为什么耶稣这样说。
That you have to leave father, mother, wife, and family, and all these other things.
我们必须要。
Stuart.
把这些、就是亲情父母儿女这亲情呢把它摆在、就是把它、摆在后面然后忠诚的成为神的管家
Now this is where I have gotten into trouble sometimes
我常常因为讲这些话呢常常就惹麻烦了
Because people get very excited when I say something about family giving up family
那自我 提到说我们要、就是放弃我们的家庭的时候有人就会很不喜欢
But I must remind you I didn't quote that.
但是我要提醒你，不是我讲这句话。
I didn't write that.
不是我写的，是耶稣他亲自讲了这句话，他自己让门徒写下来的。
But you see, this is how God works.
因为神是这样工作的。
He has to basically have everything that we have in His hands.
因为呢，神要他的儿女把所有的一切都放在他的手中。
Then he has his way of then using and taking care of and working with everything else that belongs to us.
那他有他的方法来运作计划，这一些要给你的，属于你的，他有他的运作的方法。
There may come even, you say, I can't give up my family, but when you say, Lord, you come first.Then God that enlarges the family and makes it sweeter and makes it greater. He wants wonderful families, my friends.
所以如果你懂得把神摆在第一位说主啊你的意思是我的第一个、重视的那其他如果我舍得家庭呢神会把家庭反而更扩大更给你。
You see, that's even part of the stewardship.
那连这个家庭的管理都是一种管家
said,
你知道吗
I have given you your families,
我把家庭给你。
Stewards.
那我要你成为这个家庭的好管家。
I have given you your possessions and now as good stewards.
我把这个工作的位置给你我要你成为一个好管家。
Some say he gave me my possessions, I worked hard.
那或许你说是我自己挣来的我工作很辛苦。
You know, sometimes you said, you know, I got a break and I was able to really make some money here.
那有时候呢你就说你知道吗我竟然可以在这边赚到很多钱。
And I don't know how this deal, worked, but I really was able to pull this one.
我不晓得怎么搞的我可以这样子的、就是得到这些。
You might say, I'm now a doctor, which I really appreciate doctors, you know, all kinds. And, you might, but you know, how'd you get there?How'd you make it?
或许你说我是一个、医生 我有很多的成就。
You said that, well, I studied
我是博士。
那
当然你说我很用心很努力的读书啊。
Through my high school exams, but do you know how many others have studied hard and was broken-hearted when they didn't
你有没有看过很多很用心很能念书的人到后来是心碎了。
And you might say, I don't know how I got over here in this university. My friends, God has a path, and God leads us, and He's there when you don't even know it.
有时候呢，你都根本不晓得你怎么会进到现在这个大学或进到这个地步来呢？事实上呢，是神为你摆啊修持前面的道路，预备前面的道路，因为神，所以你在那里。
Who controls your health?
是谁在掌控, 操纵你的健康呢?
You say, all the vitamins I eat.
哦, 我吃很多维他命丸啊。
No, that's not controlling the health.
维他命丸不能操控你的健康。
Do you know how many germs we have in our body?
你知道你的身体里面有多少的 细菌吗?
You know how many things could grasp hold of us if
你知道那些细菌,
our immune system was very weak?
可以, 如果在你的那个, 免疫系统弱的时候, 那细菌可以让你生很多病的。
But God has His life in our hands.
但是神在你的手中, 在你的生命当中有他自己的计划。
You see, that's why I'm saying that the Word of God tries very hard to tell us, listen, if you're going to be my steward, then you're going to have to allow me to be able to be the one that guides your life so you can be the stewardship. Steward, I want you to.
神常提醒我们，你是管家，我是主人，所以呢，你要愿意把所有我交给你管的呢，放在我的手中，把我放在你的中心点，然后我就交托给你，我就信任你。Now
let's look in Proverbs, Proverbs the third chapter.
我们来看一下箴言第三章。
And we're going to look at verses 5 through 10. Because
箴言第三章,
in this verses of scripture. Plainly tells us what he needs of his stewards.
诗篇的后面箴言第三章, 在这里很清楚地告诉我们一个神的管家该怎么办。 箴言第三章, 5 to 10, 好, 第五节到第十节, 箴言第三章, 第五节到第十节, 我们翻到一起来中文来, 你要专心仰赖耶和华, 不可倚靠自己的聪明, 在你一切所行的事上都要认定他, 他必指引你的路, 不要自以为有智慧, 要敬畏耶和华, 远离恶事, 这便医治你的肚脐, 滋润你的白骨, 你要以财物和一切出熟的土产, 尊荣耶和华, 这样你的仓房必充满有余, 你的酒榨有新酒盈溢。
One man said that stewardship is the way I handle those things in my life that God has given me.
那有人这样子解释说呢, 所谓的管家就是我怎么样来处理神, 交在我手中要我处理的生命里面的东西。
And we manage them for the glory of God.
当你管理的时候呢, 要为神的荣耀而管理。
And for the good of others.
而且呢, 对别人有益处。
You know, stewardship is really a reflection of my relationship to God and Jesus.
那你怎么样当这个管家呢? 是在反映你怎么样跟神的关系, 跟你的主耶稣的关系。
Now, in this verses that we've had, he has given us a pattern for our stewardship.
那这里呢, 给我们成为一个管家的一个模式。
Now you'll see in verse 5 where it talks about trust in the Lord with all your heart.
首先专心地仰赖神。
When you can get to that place,
到那个地步的时候,
life will be what God wants it to be.
那你的生命就是按着神的计划, 走了。
Sometimes we say, oh, I trust the Lord, but do we?
你说我真的是仰赖神啊，真的是专心吗？
When you trust in the Lord, you're like a little child.
当你信任的时候，你就像个小孩子一样。
You know, like these little ones that run around here.
像这些跑来跑去的小朋友一样。
You know, they have such a trust in their parents.
那他们呢，对父母亲是很信任的。
They know if they're with them, they're going to be safe.
所以只要跟爸妈在一起就安全了。
I saw the cutest thing last Sunday.
昨天啊，上个礼拜天呢，我见到一件事情。
Little 菲菲
很可爱哈，这是菲菲呢，张军跟叶毅的儿子。
He's not very old.
那他很小。
Now he was standing between the water fountain and his father.
他站在那个啊，就是饮水的那饮水机呢，跟爸爸之间，爸爸在一边，饮水机在这边。
And he likes to play at the water fountain.
他好想去。 玩那些饮水机的那个上面那个瓶子。
So he is now crying.
那他在那里哭。
Because he has to choose between the water fountain and his daddy.
因为在饮水机跟爸爸在那边选择，他只能选择一个，两个是在两边。
And he would take a few steps toward the water fountain.
他就走回去这个啊饮水机这边。
And he looked back at his dad.
但是那边爸爸在叫他，看着爸爸。
Then he take a few steps to his daddy.
他就又移几的步靠向爸爸。
And he stop again, and he's
他又停下来。
And it seemed looking
that way. 他好难哦，一方面想玩水，一方面呢爸爸在叫他要走。
But finally he runs to his daddy.
最后呢他就下定决心跑向他的爸爸去了。
That's where he's safe.
因为在那里他就有安全。
He can adventure to the water fountain and he can enjoy that, but he knows his safety isn't in the water fountain.
他说我要享受一
下。His safety is in his daddy.
我要冒险一下，没有爸爸没关系，但是呢他后来他知道说我的安全感在爸爸那边。
You see, that's like why Jesus said, unless you become as little children.
就是为什么耶稣说回到孩子的样式。
You don't have to worry, the word of God says.
不用担心，因为神告诉你不要忧虑。
You just trust the way God does it.
你就完全的信靠他。
How he leads you.
看他怎么样来带你。
So, as to be a steward, then you must trust.
身为一个管家要完全的信靠。
You must give your whole heart to him.
把你的全心给你的主人。
Some of us haven't done that yet.
那很多人还没有把全心给出去，对不对？
We're a bit like little Feifei.
有时候我们会像菲菲一样。
We're pulled by something else.
心里面呢被两边拉扯。
In our head,We know that the safest place is with Jesus.
明明知道说呢，啊，这个耶稣的地方，神的旨意中是最安全的。
But instead of going there and cleaving and trusting Him, we want to try these. We want to do this. We want to make that. We want this position or that position. But we're not going to find.
我明明知道耶稣那里最安全的，我们还是想要试着我们的方法，想去一些我们自己要的。当这样的话，你就离开了你的安全。
So we see then, this is sort of like the fact that as I trust in Him, I will know that I will be safe.
记得当你信靠主的时候，你就知道你是安全的，你是有保障的。
Now, I am a big talker.
那我是一个很健谈，很喜欢讲话的人。
I'm worse when I drink coffee.
特别是喝咖啡之后呢，谈得更多。
But I'm always a big talker.
那我总是呢讲很多话。
That's why he put me in to work with the Chinese.
这是为什么呢？神把我放在这个啊中国人当中。
Because then he knows I can't talk.
那这样我就不会说不能说话了，因为我不会讲中国话。
When I go to China, I can hardly talk.
所以到大陆的时候呢，我是不讲话的。
When I go to Taiwan, it's just a little.
到台湾的话，大概讲一些话。
But sometimes in my heart, I think, Lord, am I what I'm saying? Is it really right?
有时候我就在想说我这样讲对吗？
I don't want to lead anyone astray. I want to really be able to trust in God to help me, to show me, to guide me in the areas of my life that I can be the greatest blessing and be His steward.
我真的愿意成为神最好的管家，引导我，我听他的，带领我走，我他计划我的路，让我成为一个最荣耀他的啊一个管家。
And this next phrase blows us out of the water.
第二句话。
He said, lean not to your own understanding.
这好像打我们一棒一样，不可倚靠你自己的聪明。
Now that's a hard one.
这个很难，对不对？
I understand that we should do this. I understand that this is the way this is to be done.
明明我知道。
I understand, you know, it is very difficult. You say, is God going to try to blank out our minds?
难道上帝要我们成为一个好像笨笨的不思考的人吗？
No, he wants to link understanding with wisdom.
那他要你不是只有聪明，而且要有智慧。
This is what he wants to give to us, his wisdom, as we are stewards to take care.
因为呢，他要给我们从他那里来的智慧，让你怎么样知道怎么样管理经营。
This is a problem for all of us at times.
我想我们大家都有这个问题。
It's our understanding.
常常有自己的聪明。
They'll break churches up for it.
比如说呢，我们要建教会。
Marriages will be broken up for it.
有时候呢，
Friendships will be broken up.
有时候家庭的问题，
朋友的问题。Because this is my understanding.
都是呢，问题出在的，我有我自己的聪
明。But what Jesus is saying here is, let me have your understandings. Don't lean on them because they're pretty poor and they don't have any foundation.
意思是说呢，你不要靠你的聪明，靠我就好了，靠我的智慧就好了，因为呢，你的智慧太可怜，太有限了。
You say then, what, how do I trust? How do I understand? Through the Word of God.
那你怎么样去得到神的智慧呢？从神的话中来。
The Word of God will lead us. We don't have to trust in ourselves.
你不需要靠你自己，你就靠神的话。
Roughly, I can remember in the Psalms, it talked about that even the lion God would provide for.
那我们圣经上提到说呢，诗篇说呢，少壮的狮子，他神都喂饱他们。
I didn't really know what he meant by that.
那什么意思呢？
My understanding was very faulty.
那有时候我的这个理解能力也不够的。
But at that time, we were talking about buying a piece of land behind us to build our school.
那有一次呢，我们就提到，我跟你们提到，我们买了一块地，就在我以前那个教会后面要建一个学校。
And I knew we did not have the money for it.
那我知道我们没有钱。
And he was telling me that.He can take care of the lions. He certainly can take care of me.
那他既然告诉我们，如果连狮子呢需要那么多食物都可以吃得饱的话，何况是我们呢
？I went to the meeting with doubts and fears, and with a desire to turn their mind from buying the land.
那我呢，带着一个恐惧的一个战惊的心呢，很希望呢，他们不要买那个，改变他们的主意。
Because of my understanding of what this is going to cost and what this is going to involve and what this is going to mean to me too, you see.
我的聪明呢，让我分析到说呢，这些价钱，然后呢，这以后我们要付出的代价太大了。
But bless your soul, we had some dear little widows over on this side and the people, and they said, Sister Schwartz, God can give that money to us. Let us go on. And I thought, oh.
还好呢，有几个这些哈，就是寡妇们呢，很简单的、单纯的信心的寡妇就说，不要惧怕，不要担心，上帝会照顾的。
I'm trusting on my own understanding.
那我这边呢，是放在我的自己的衡量、我的聪明上面在担心，他们是放在神的身上。
What I can get with my paper and pencil.
所以呢，我笔拿着就在纸上一直在计划。
They voted on that on a Wednesday. I was to go home on Friday for a 6-week.Vacation.
那星期三呢就要做决定了，要不要买？然后星期五就要回家度假。
And before I came back,
在我回来之前
，they had all the money.
他们钱已经够了。
One man gave us $10,000.
有一个人呢给我们一万。
And the rest came very simple.
其他呢就很就是很容易的就有了。
He has said to me, "I can take care of the lion."
意思是说呢，如果狮子都不会饥饿的话，那当然可以。
And I'm leaning on my own understanding.
但是呢，我却靠着我自己的想法。
But he's telling us, listen, don't lean on your own understanding.
这里告诉你
，Lean on my word. I will lead you.
不可依靠自己的聪明，你就是信靠主的话语，然后他要带领你。
He said to them, not to, as we said, let the Lord show us through His word.Many things.
让神自己来指引我们的路，很多事情来指引我们。
But I want to tell you, the mind of Jesus is a wonderful thing when He allows us to know His thinking by giving us thinking.
你知道吗？有时候神容许你来知道、分享给你他的一些心思。然后让我们也拥有他的心思。
Sometimes ideas have come to my head, and I knew they weren't from me.
很多时候有一些想法呢，神把它放在我的心里面呢，我就思想，我知道不是从我来的。
Then he goes on to say here, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path.
第六节，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
Simply acknowledge him.
就认定他，就是你尊他做主就对了，你认定他。
Acknowledge him in your own heart.
用你的心来认定他是你的主。
You see, when we get sick, the first one we acknowledge is the doctor.
那当你生病的时候，你心里面就是尊重这个医生，或者是那些药，你心里就认定那个药，对不对
？But I can speak to Jesus.
但是你也可以认定你的主。
You know, Actually, many of you know that you can go to doctors and they still can't find out what's wrong with you.
即使你去找了医生，他没有办法找到你的问题在哪里。
I often pray, Lord, help God, help that doctor to understand what's wrong with this person.
所以我的祷告常常说呢，主啊，你帮助这个医生呢，然后发现到底这个人的问题在哪里。
So an acknowledge him is that we think about him, we acknowledge the fact that he's master and Lord and King and God, and then we go on to let him lead.In his direction.
你的心里面认定他是你的主，他是你的神，他是万王之王，他要指引你的路。
Then he goes on and says, "Be not wise in your own eyes."
不要自以为聪明。
Fear the Lord and depart from evil.
敬畏神，而且要远离恶事。
You see, God wants His stewards to be clean.
神期待他的管家要是一个干净的人。
To live a clean life.
过一个纯全干净的生活。
To do what is right from the word of God.
在神的这样的话中呢，我们懂得怎么样来持守做对的事情。
You don't have to have others to tell you sometimes.Just in reading his word.
你只要看他的话，你就知道该怎么做。
He can say, you know, that's not right.
你说他跟你说的这样不对的。
And we're better off if we turn.
如果你不对的话，那你听到了，你就要去转你的方向。
And then we come to the one that everyone, when they think of stewardship, they just think of money. But that's not true.
讲到管家就想到薪水或钱是吧？管钱或怎么样是吧？
As we see here, he wants our heart.
因为呢，他
he wants our mind.
他既然要你的心，要你的思想。
He wants us to be a clean, godly person.
他要你成为一个里面是干净，而且是尊敬他、敬畏他的人。
He went here on and said, "Honor the Lord with your substance." And with the first fruits of all of your increase.
在圣经里面告诉我们说呢，你要尊荣你的神，而且把你的首生的、初熟的，要把它奉献出来。
Suppose he had written, honor the Lord with all your substance, and give all of your fruit to me.
那神没有这样说哈，你要尊荣我，然后把所有的都给我。
He didn't do that.
他没有这样讲。
He knows that we need to live in this life.
他知道你有一些需要。
But he knows as a good steward that my possessions really belong to him.
一个好的管家常常认定说我所有拥有的是我的主给我的。
And I honor him.
所以我就尊荣他。
You see,Jesus in his financial set out for man was that we were to help one another, we were to build the church of Jesus Christ, we were to give to the widows and the orphans, we were to take care of all of those that were hungry. You see, the church used to do that, now the government does.
那我们知道耶稣为我们立下了一个经济的一个运作的方式，比如说呢，我们要彼此帮补哈，有的给没有的，或者是我们要去建教会，或者是呢我们要去救济，或者是忘记了后面是什么，照顾孤儿寡妇哈。那这个呢本来是我们的责任，现在几乎都是政府在做了。
To honor the Lord with our substance is to recognize that it truly belongs to Him.
所以当你说我把我的尊荣神，表示说呢，你承认说这个是他的。
He has given it to us. He's allowed us to do it. He has given us the brain.
他给你
the opportunities, the breaks.
他教给你，他信任你。然后呢，他愿意容许你去。托管给你这些，因为我们是他的孩子。
And all he looks for is our recognition of what he's done.
那他要的只有一个期待，认定他。
But then he says, "Give us the first fruits."
他也要我们把初熟的那第一个给他。
In other words, something belongs to my economic plan for the church.
那这个呢，是一个教会里面的经济的一个运作的律。
You see, you and I are to look.For opportunities to do for Jesus.
那我们实在是要找尽我们的机会为主来做。
I cannot tell you how thrilled we all are that we asked the Lord to give us 20 and we got 40,000 on our birthday offering.
我怎么来形容神怎么样这么的奇妙？我们的啊，第一个这样的一个 project 就是我们的计划是能够有20,000块的耶稣啊生日奉献，结果我们得到40,000。
It was only 2 weeks we talked.
两个礼拜才公布的。
But it shows me people who have a willing heart.
我的心里面很高兴，是我们有一个意愿，我们有一个甘心愿意的心。
That recognize their stewardship and that they should give to the Lord.
我们了解知道说呢，是主给我的，我就要给神。
In the New Testament, he says, "Give as you have gotten." In other words, when you have great money.He expects more. When you have less money, he still expects the little.
不管你有多有少呢，你还是要甘心的给。
I won't talk much about what money because that.
我不想再谈钱了。
That gets quiet.
因为谈钱大家都很安静。
I realize that, you know.
我可以听到你们的心的声音啊。
I think it was John Wesley that said, "When I die, if I have more than 10 pounds," he was English, you know, in my account, then I'm going to feel I was a failure. And it's truly the sense that.
你看威斯理他说呢，如果我死了还存了一些钱没有去用的话，那实在是一个失败者。
That's why he said.It's more blessed to give than to receive.
你知道吗？钱呢，给是比啊、接受更有福气的。
Have you ever experienced that?
那你有没有经历到呢
？Giving even in a sacrificial giving, and God so blessed your heart and life.
即使呢，你牺牲自己去给的话，神要祝福的是比那些更多。
Seeing the face of someone light up because here's the answer to their financial need.
有时候你的给会带给对方那种生命的有那个光明的一面。
I called my friend.The other week, someone had sent her a check.
那我有一个朋友呢，前一阵子呢，有人啊、送一个支票给她。
Now she's been a missionary for many years.
她曾经是一个宣教士。
For 12 years, she took care of her parents.
那后来呢，退下来之后呢，十二年照顾她的父母亲。
She never worked enough of quarters to be able to get any social.
因为她没有机会在这个社会上工作，所以她的这个得到这个养老金就几乎没有了。
So when I called her and she said, "Jean, when I got that check,"
当她拿到那张支票的时候
，she said, "I just cried."
她说她就哭了。
And she said, "The burden of all the winter and all that I was going to have to worry about," she said, "it was all gone."
她本来面对一个冬天，她需要啊、有一些哦、买一些柴呀、或油或怎么样的。她说我冬天的一些负担的重担就都卸下来了。
You see, this is the way God works in His true, in His wonderful plan.
你看神就这样子在工作。
When people will allow this,
如果那一就是有一位呢，容许神感动他去奉献，就这样子在运作。
And the wonderful thing today is you can get tax exemption.
那我们还有一个好处呢，你还可以退税，对不对？
So whatever you give, the federal government will have, you know, you take it all.
You're still talking about money.
Oh yeah, better stop.
我说你还是在讲钱，不是不讲吗？他说呢，我们啊奉献的话还是可以退税。
I'm very interested in money.
那事实上我对钱是有兴趣的。
Because I know how God can use it.
因为我很兴奋，因为神可以用我们手上的钱呢，
in the mission work that I've done.
让你自己、让别人、让他的事工得到好处。
Do such wonderful things.
因为神太奇妙，他的管理非常奇妙的。
Okay, I'm finished with money.
好，我不讲钱了。
You know, you say today, I don't think.That I could be a steward like that.
或许你想说我没有办法成为神的管家。
That's not true, my friend.
这个不是事实。
When I was in Cayman, I had a friend that was a very good friend.
我有一个在 Cayman 那个岛上的一个很好的朋友。
Now, whenever I worked in the mission fields, wherever I worked, I always tried to find a friend among the national people.
每次我在这种啊不是自己的国家宣教的时候呢，我总是要找一个。啊、跟我很知心同工的一个就是当地的同工
Because I did not know their culture.
因为我会不了解他们的文化
I didn't know some of the things that I shouldn't do or
有时候我会做一些我不该做的事情或者是我该做一些事情我不知道
And I would always depend on this friend to tell me Hey, you better not
所以我只好依赖这个当地的同工呢来告诉我说、哎、这个你不要做或者你应该这样做
In Cayman, Margaret was our Sunday school superintendent.
那我这个同工呢是一个主日学的一个负责人
She was a very excellent Sunday school superintendent.
她是一个非常优秀的一个主日学的负责人。
Her heart was God's.
她的心呢，就是只有神。
She had a beautiful family. Actually, when we had the a family of the month, they were chosen as a family of the month.
那每次我们有那种魔幻家庭呢，他们就被选上。
And she worked in Nova Scotia Bank in some kind of I forget.
她本身在银行工作。
She said to me one time, she said, you know, when I'm there at work, I keep a pad of paper right beside me.
当我工作，她这样讲说，工作的时候我旁边有有一个一些纸。
And when I get a thought about what we can do in our Sunday school, I write it down.
所以即使在工作上，有时候突然一个想法想起来说，哎，主日学可以做什么，就把它写下来。
You see, her heart was in God's work.
她心里面就是在想到神的工作。
She trusted in the Lord.
她很信靠神。
Margaret said to me, "You know, I really don't have to work."
那事实上她不用工作的。
Now she said, "I know I can get one of the new houses like they're building today," but she said, "I don't."
她说我也可以买，我大可以买一间很大的、很好的房子，但是我不需要。
But she said, "I really work so that I can give."
我之所以工作是为了要给予。
And I can, and it was after her death. She died young, and she was in her 40s.
在她四十岁的时候呢，她去世了。
I knew some people she gave to.
那我知道她常常给一些人钱。
But to find out all the different ones that she had helped through the years.
只有在死后才发现有多少人她帮助过。
She was a good steward.
她是一个非常好的管家。
She honored the Lord.
她尊荣神。
She departed from evil.
她呢远离恶事。
Margaret started a little type of store.
那他也开过店。
In the islands back then, some this would have been 20-some years or maybe almost 25 years ago.
在二十几年前的时候。
It wasn't great big stores.
是一个小小的店。
Different ones would go to America or to the United States or to the to Jamaica and buy some things, bring them back, and the people would know and they would sell.
在岛上有些人会到就像邻国、像美国啦，那比较有东西的地方买一些东西回去卖。
So she had bought all of this merchandise at one of the places in Jamaica.
她就呢从这个 Jamaica 呢买一些东西回来。
So when she got there, the man handed her what she was to give to customs, her bill of lading.
这个她经过这个海关哈，这有人就把这个一个单子给她报关的这个单子给她。
And she looked at that and she said, "Sister Swartz, everything he had put down very low."
那这个大麦呢给我的价钱呢
I paid for it, but very low.
给我开的价钱呢比我付的还要少。
And she said, I said to him, I can't take this.
我就跟他说我不能这样子的。
He said, why, that's what we do for all of us.
他说你怎么那么奇怪，每一个人每一个跟我买东西我都把它放低价钱。
She said, I don't care what you do for all of us.
他说我不管别人怎么样。
I want a proper bill.
我要一个正确数字的一个报关。
The man didn't understand.
后来那个人终于明白。
But Margaret wanted a clean heart.
因为她要维持她一个干净的心。
Nobody would have known if she had done.
没有人知道啊，大家都这样做啊。
She could have easily just said, "Well, everybody does this."
她可以讲说是她这样跟我写的，而且大家都这样子。但是她没有这样。
She was a steward of God.
她是神的好管家。
In all of her life, when she and her husband died in the accident.It was like the whole island mourned.
当她跟她的先生在一个车祸中去世的时候呢，全岛就好像全岛的人都落在伤痛当中。
The tremendous influence that little lady.
这么一个小小的一个妇人，她影响到全岛。
No, she wasn't a preacher. She
她也不是一个讲道的人。
She wasn't a deacon, or rather, she wasn't in the sense a leader.
她也不是一个有位置、领导位置的人。
But she had so influenced in every area of her life the stewardship of Jesus Christ until she was known for it.From the people.
因为他是一个好管家，所以呢，有这个好管家身上呢，就显出那种影响人跟别人的影响人这样的关系，以至于他呢我们就认识了。
About 2 years after her death,
在他死后的两年
，I was in Miami in a hotel.
我在迈阿密的一个旅馆里面。
And this young girl came in and walked around, and finally she came and sat down beside me.
就有一个年轻的女孩子呢走进来坐在我旁边。
She said, "Aren't you Sister Schwartz?"
她说你不是那个牧师吗 ，Schwartz 牧师吗
？And I said, "Yes."
我说是的。
She said, I was one of Margaret's co-workers.
我就是你那个啊、就是这个人啊这个妇人的朋友。
And with such feeling, she said, oh, we miss her.
你知道吗我们很想念她。
Any of the boys in our, in men in our group that lived in the country, when they bought clothes, she would always shorten their pants.
特别是那一些男同事呢每一次那些年轻人呢来啊银行做事呢那个长裤如果太长他就帮他们修改。
Every birthday,Every one of us had a birthday, she brought a cake.
当有人生日的时候呢，她就帮他们烤一个蛋糕。
You see, this is stewardship for Jesus Christ.
那是她对主耶稣交代的一个
管家的工作。He said, I want you to show the world love, my love.
因为神要我们表达我们的爱，神的爱。
What do you think wins many people?
你知道什么会赢得人的心吗？
It's the love that issues out of our life.
是那种里面那种真切从生命发出来的爱。
To the fact that we are stewards.For our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为呢，你是主耶稣的这种管家，他是爱，你也要对这个爱有一种表达。
Each of us may work in different areas.
每一个人可能做的不一样。
Different talents and different gifts.
恩赐也不一样。
But all of us have been called to be stewards.
但是每一个人都是神所呼召的管家。
For our Lord Jesus Christ.
为了主的缘故，你要成为他的管家。
And let me tell you, friends, that's an honored.
这可是一个很荣耀的一个呼召。
Because one of these days when each of us closes our eyes,
当有一天你眼睛一闭的时候
，and opens them in the kingdom,
当你一打开的时候，你进入的是神的国度。
We're going to be like the woman who wrote the song, "I wished I had done so much more."
但愿我们不要像有一个人写这样的一个诗句说呢。但愿我希望我以前再做多一点。
But there will drop our stewardship.
因为在那个时候你管家这个职分就没有了。
And we'll pick up our sonship.
接下来就是儿女的这个产业了就是你就是开始进入儿女的这个啊名分了。
And we'll be happy that we have left it all, that we have given our life to Christ, that in this life we were good stewards.And he can look us in the eye as the word of God says, and he will say, well done, my good and faithful servant.
如果你在世上这个管家让你当管家这个职位的时候呢你好好的、啊、管理到了一个地步呢你眼睛一闭再张开看到主的时候你听到主说良善又忠心的仆人进来跟我一起的时候多么的使我们安慰。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord Jesus,As your children, and I believe many of our children here love you.
天父，我们知道在你面前眼啊，这前面的这些你的儿女都很爱你。
I pray you'll kindle a fire.
恳求你特别的来点燃我们的心。
Until their desire and longing will be, let me be a steward for Jesus.
让我们的这种啊意愿被挑旺，愿意成为主你自己的管家。
Let me be able to spread the kingdom of God while I'm here.
让我们愿意在这个世上的日子能够尽力的去传扬你自己的救恩。
Bless everyone.
赐福给每一个人。
Help them to draw closer to you than they've ever been before.
特别是把我们带进靠近你比以前更靠近你。
Bless them, Lord.
赐福我们。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.